ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 26 एंटाइटल्ड फंडामेंटल प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर टेक्स्ट नंबर 29 तैजसा तु विकुर्वाणात् बुद्धितत्त्वम् अभूत् सति द्रव्यस्फुरणं विज्ञानम् इंद्रियाणामनुग्रहः
तैजसा
फ्रॉम द फॉल्स ईगो इन पैशन
फ्रॉम द फॉल्स ईगो इन पैशन
टू देन विगुर्वाणात् अंडरगोइंग ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन
बुद्धि
इंटेलिजेंस तत्त्वम्
प्रिंसिपल
अभूत् टुक बर्थ
Sati,
O virtuous lady, Dravya,
objects,
Purana, coming into view,
Vijnanam,
ascertaining,
Indriyanam,
to the senses,
Anigrahata,
giving assistance. By transformation of the false ego in passion, intelligence takes birth, O virtuous lady. The function of intelligence are to help in ascertaining the nature of objects when they come into view and help the senses. Purport by Intelligence is the discriminating power to understand an object and it helps the senses to make choices. Therefore, intelligence is supposed to be the master of the senses. The perfection of intelligence is attained when one becomes fixed in the activities of Krishna consciousness. By the proper use of intelligence, one's consciousness is expanded, and the ultimate expansion of consciousness is Krishna consciousness. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण In the process of creation, we can see the successive development of different elements, different material elements which are being transformed. And here, we can see how the element of intelligence is coming into existence. So ultimately, it's all coming from the Mahatattva. And the Mahatattva in itself is transforming from goodness to passion to ignorance. So this transformation takes time and it is sequential, and in these transformations different elements come into existence. So here we can see that the development of development of intelligence from false ego in the mode of passion. So why the fundamental element false ego is there? Because of false ego, a separation is created from the spiritual existence to that of the material existence. And for intelligence, even though material, just like any other senses or any other tools that we use, is very important. So here, one of the primary nature of intelligence is given. It helps to ascertaining objects. Or further, we will see about the attention, whether it is right or wrong, or memory, and also sleep. These are different characteristics of intelligence. Now, if you try to understand what is intelligence, and that to material intelligence, we come to the point that here we can see that the intelligence is created from the mode of passion. So in Krishna consciousness, we understand that intelligence is superior to the mind, right? In the Indriyani Pararaja Priyavya Paramanaha Manastu Para Buddhi. So we can understand that Buddhi or intelligence is even superior to the mind. However, in the previous verse, we saw that the mind was developed from the mode of goodness, whereas the intelligence is developed from the mode of passion. So one may be a bit confused. So one explanation to this contradiction is thoroughly understanding the nature and function of intelligence. So if you consider mind, mind has fundamental functions of thinking, feeling and willing, right? Because mind is a repository of all the thoughts, and we feel it with the mind, means all the emotions are taking place within the mind. So one can live most of one's life in emotions. We say we have emotions, but we do say that we cannot be just emotional, but rather it has to be guided through intelligence. Then of course, from the nature of emotions and feelings, one can come to the stage of willing or I really need it. So these are the functions of the mind. Now, mind is said to be created from the mode of goodness, whereas intelligence, which is supposed to guide the mind, is created by the mode of passion. So when you try to understand the connection between the mind and the intelligence, then it becomes clear. So the mind can say, I need something. Because the mind can feel something, and the mind can say, I need something. So I need a big house, because I feel like it. Or I compare, or I come to the conclusion, I need a big house, for example. Then it is up to the intelligence how to get it. Okay? It means I need some finance. So maybe I had to work extra, or maybe I had to go for a loan, or I had to borrow some money. So intelligence by nature is active in that sense. So since the activities of intelligence is taken into consideration, then we can see intelligence is more from passion. It doesn't mean that intelligence can be used to control the mind, or it doesn't mean that we can use the intelligence to pacify the mind. It is possible, because then, as it is mentioned in the purport, intelligence is filled with Krishna consciousness. So the intelligence, which is Krishna conscious intelligence, that can be thoroughly used to control the mind. So that is the transcendental intelligence, the intelligence which is being spiritualized. So just like we can spiritualize the senses, we can spiritualize the mind, so we can spiritualize intelligence with Shastra. So that is Shastra Chakshus. So we don't just become emotional and act whimsically, rather we do use our intelligence. So intelligence has a higher function. That's why when you talk about lust also in Bhagavad Gita, there are different resting places for lust. One is senses, then is mind, then is intelligence. So Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that intelligence is the next door neighbor to the soul. So once senses can be easily agitated, because senses, when it comes with the sense object, it can, even though one is learned, Bhagavad Gita says one can become agitated. Yatato bhikam deya prashasya vipaschitaha indriyani pramathini haranti prasaphamana. That is, one is trying, one is vipaschitaha, one is learned, one knows what to do, what not to do, but, and the mind is apparently controlled at this point, but indriyani pramathini, because when the indriyas, when the senses come in touch with the sense objects, then the mind gets developed. We have full experience, we are studying Shastra, we understand this. However, when we come in touch with the sense objects, let it be visual, let it be auditory, let it be tactile, or let it be with the taste, still we get into confusion, we get into bewilderment, because the mind gets agitated. Really, the inputs of the senses come to the mind, and all the different impressions in the mind are coming to the forefront, and we become bewildered. Oh, what's really going on? I know everything, I have read all the Shastra, I have heard many lectures, but now my mind is agitated. Right? We have this practical experience of this. Now here, the superior role of intelligence comes, if you can use it rightly. However, if the intelligence is also affected by the lust, so that's the point, we want to satisfy the desires of the mind or the emotions of the mind with the intelligence. So that is the point in which the intelligence is affected by lust. That is the most dangerous position. Means, now we are planning, we are actually making the right decisions, and we are making the right plans to, or we are planning our execution procedure, how to fulfill the desires of the mind. So then we are in trouble. So if you want to control our mind and the senses, okay, first, senses can be put to in a favorable circumstance, which may not happen all the time. So we may have challenges. Still, the mind, even mind in itself, can create trouble. So, if intelligence is sharpened, or intelligence is filled with Krishna conscious knowledge, then there's a chance that we can control the mind. So what happens? By hearing, if intelligence is filled, okay, these are the consequences of my actions. So if I do this, I'm going to get these reactions, or these are the ramifications of my actions. So if you can clearly visualize that comes to our intelligence, then we can use that intelligence, then we can control our emotions, we can control our activities. So that way, intelligence plays a superior role in that sense. It doesn't mean that we don't need the mind. Mind is obviously required, but at the same time, intelligence plays a superior role in terms of controlling the mind. So in that sense, since it is more active in that sense, or it is considered in or coming from the mode of passion, false ego, everything is one, the basis is false ego, because it is separation from the spirit, from the Lord, then it, when it is more active, it is said it is in intelligence. So here it is mentioned, the first function of the intelligence is mentioned, help in ascertaining the nature of the objects when they come into view. Because we are opening our eyes and we are seeing different things. So we say according to our perception, but it means that the intelligence is helping to ascertaining the nature of the object. Everything, including the shape, including what it is, whether it is animate or inanimate, whether it is dangerous. So it doesn't act independently, but it acts in conjunction with the mind. So here, as we can see, Prabhupada writes that the superior function of the intelligence is when one becomes Krishna conscious. And when one becomes Krishna conscious, then he said, at the proper use of intelligence, one's consciousness is expanded. So that is a devotee or a person coming in touch with the devotees. That's the point. We are properly using intelligence. Because that's the time our consciousness actually becomes expanded. It's a practical thing. Because otherwise, we understand what is temporary and what is permanent. We understand what is temporary good and we understand what is permanent good. What we understand Shreya and Praya. So then we try to act not just for this moment. We try to act not just for this few hours or few years or few decades. Rather, we tend to see our eternal life. That's where our real life begins. And that is the proper use of intelligence. So that's why Srila Prabhupada writes, the ultimate expansion of consciousness is Krishna consciousness. Why? One may wonder. In Bhagavad Gita it is said, if somebody fixes mind upon Krishna, he is considered a Mahatma. So one may wonder, we are just being fanatic, or we are just being narrow, just being fixed on one object. People often say, you know, I really don't want to fix on one path. I don't want to say God is Krishna. I don't want to narrow myself by fixing my path and by fixing my objective. I was speaking to one boy day before yesterday, Sunday. He was telling me the same thing. How he got into spirituality. He was kind of a Buddhist. And he got into spirituality, young boy, maybe 23, 24. And went through a lot of suffering. So now he got into spirituality. He's practicing spirituality. And he was telling, I want to be open. Because I don't want to be fixed on one thing. You don't want to be defined as one religionist or, you know, subscribing to one spiritual path. Rather, one wants to be open. So one may question this point, that how can we be Mahatma if we are fixed on one thing, that is just Krishna. Because if we see Krishna consciousness, it is just being fixed on Krishna. So how can we so broad-minded, because Mahatma means actually one is very broad-minded, very broad. Mahatma is a great soul, it is, he has a wide, open view. Then how can one be fixed in one thing and at the same time be very broad? Then we can understand. So if truly being Krishna conscious means one can see connection of anything and everything to Krishna. So we can see material energy in connection to Krishna. We can see all living entities in connection to Krishna. So in that way, we become actually broad. We don't narrow down. So even when it comes to a Madhyama Bhakta can discriminate the function of the intelligence. Here, the part of the function of the spiritual intelligence, he can discriminate. How can he discriminate? He can discriminate between, first, one who is inimical to Krishna consciousness. He can see who is inimical, who we approach, they will just try to distort our faith or try to harm us, both internally or externally. He can also discriminate who is innocent. He can also see who is a fellow devotee, who is equal. He can also see who is advanced in Krishna consciousness. So this kind of discrimination is necessary for a devotee, especially one who is in the intermediate stage of devotion service, who is not just a neophyte, who cannot understand, who cannot recognize devotees or other people, or who is a Mahabhagavat, who is in perfect Krishna consciousness, where he just sees Krishna. So in-between devotee must discriminate. It's a function of the intelligence, the transcendental intelligence. So for him, he discriminates so that to some people who are innocent, he can give Krishna. To equals, he can take association and make friendship. And from the superiors, he can gain knowledge, he can serve and he can gain knowledge and he can get inspired in serving Krishna. And those who are inimical, he avoids. So this is the general nature of a devotee. So we function according to this principle. And for us, we are the platform where we need to come to the platform of the Madhyama Bhakta. So being a Madhyama Bhakta is not so easy, and it is a wide platform as well. Srila Prabhupada said, if one comes to the Madhyama platform really, truly, then he or she will not fall down. See, so Madhyama Bhagavat is an exalted platform. It's not cheap. Because one will not fall down. If one is truly fixed on Madhyama, he will not fall down. So that's the nature of an intermediary devotee, a Madhyama Bhakta. So the function of a Madhyama Bhakta is to give Krishna consciousness. One of the main functions is to give, preach. Preaching is the function of a Madhyama Bhakta. And we can see that even a Mahabhagavat like Srila Prabhupada came to the platform of Madhyamavarga to preach. Because a Mahabhagavat doesn't discriminate. You can see one who is a devotee and one who is a non-devotee, again you see both of them connected to Krishna. Because both are connected to Krishna. At one point some people do accept Krishna as the Supreme Lord and some people don't. But no one can completely disconnect oneself from Krishna. So since he sees that relationship in the Mahabhava consciousness, one cannot reach. So he comes to the platform of Madhava Bhakta. At the same time, I need to understand that it is not the same as a person who is gradually elevating from a neophyte platform to Madhava platform, and a devotee who is from the Mahabhava platform who is coming to the Madhyama stage and preaching, they are on the same level. No, they are not on the same level. In one of the conversations, Srila Prabhupada, a devotee, one of Prabhupada's followers, was trying to equate himself with Srila Prabhupada. That is, now I am speaking in the mood that I am also, now I am a devotee, so I have saved the world. So, like, I have got out from the material clutches. Now I can deliver the world. And for example, Prabhupada was giving the example that a person who is, someone can enter into the prison house and one can get some people out if one is qualified to do so. But at the same time, a person who is in the prison, but because of proper conduct, he may be given a bit of freedom. Right? A person is in the prison, still in the prison house, because he has committed some offenses. But if he acts nicely, then jail warden releases a little bit. He has a bit more freedom. He can even take care of a few things. He can be a little bit more free than other prisoners. So Srila Prabhupada was telling, you are like that. you are still in the prison, but some freedom is there, because now you are in the beginning stages of Krishna consciousness. You are not fully surrendered, or you haven't gone out from the clutches of material nature. But Srila Prabhupada was presenting himself, he is really out from the prison house. He is entering the prison house only for the purpose of preaching to help people. So, we cannot really equate ourselves with a Mahabhagavata, even though he comes down to a Madhyama platform to preach. Now, today is the beginning of marathon for us in our temple, so it's a very auspicious day. So devotees are traveling and trying to distribute books. So Srila Prabhupada will be very pleased by this activity. The reason is the whole purpose of Srila Prabhupada's arrival in one sense to the material world, not just to the Western world, but to the material world, is to write books and distribute books. Srila Prabhupada got all the mercy from all previous acharyas. We know the interaction Srila Prabhupada had with the predecessor acharyas, even apparently after the departure. The Prabhupada was very confused at one point in Dada Damodar Mandir, and then he had the vision of Srila Rupa Goswami. So there Srila Rupa Goswami said, we are behind you. You simply write books and we will make your mission successful. So all the acharyas are behind Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada is instructing us to distribute books, to spread this knowledge. I was hearing from this book, Our Family Business, by Vaisheshika Prabhu, a very interesting pastime and an interesting realization. Vaisheshika Prabhu was distributing books in one of the airports in America, I think. And a Japanese tourist took a copy of Nectar of Instruction and he walked away. So as he was walking away, Vaisheshika Prabhu was thinking in his mind. Say, if one devotee, he hasn't distributed any books, he has only distributed one book. What is that? Nectar of Instruction. It's one copy of that. And that to a person from Japan, a Japanese tourist. And he has taken the book and he is walking away. So think, Rupa Goswami is eternally present in his samadhi in Radha Damodar Mandir. So if you go to Rupa Goswami and if you pray to him on your behalf, on the behalf of you and Srila Prabhupada, I have distributed one copy of your book, which was written how many years back? Maybe 500 years back. To a person who is totally away from the land of India, and there is, realistically speaking, no chance for him to get in touch with Srila Rupa Goswami's teaching. He gets this book and he gets an opportunity to read the eternal instructions of Srila Rupa Goswami. Wouldn't that Rupa Goswami be pleased by that effort? Because Rupa Goswami is not going to personally go to Japan and deliver that. He didn't do that. So, even just one act, even one lifetime, one hasn't distributed anything but just one book. With that one book, Srila Rupa Goswami is going to be pleased. So this is the nature of the acharyas. So we have an opportunity which is much more than that. So as it is mentioned, the verse talking about intelligence, Srila Prabhupada says that one has to use one's intelligence how to spread Krishna consciousness. It's not going to happen automatically in that sense. One has to use our intelligence. One has to think, how can we reach to people? How can we give these books? So this is our mission. That's why Srila Prabhupada, this book in itself is very interesting title. It is our family business. This is our family business. Because if you see the family business, that is from generation to generation it is being passed down, right? That's how if somebody is a cloth merchant, maybe 5 generations they will be cloth merchants. That's a family business. It goes on. If somebody into real estate, it will be going down from one generation to the next. We can see in India many families like that. You know, just generation after generation, gold merchants, right? We have seen that, you know, all generations. If you ask, oh, five generations, you were all gold merchants. I was asking a jeweler. He was telling, yeah, till I can remember all my forefathers, everyone was a jeweler. So this is the tradition which is being carried forward. In the same way, the tradition we are part of is preaching. Our tradition, knowledge and distribution of knowledge. Books and distribution of books. In fact, that's why our sampradaya is starting from whom? From Lord Brahma. Brahma is also known as Vedagarbha. He has Vedas always with him. And also, he is accompanied by Vedas personified. So Brahma is known for transcendental intelligence, and also he is being accompanied by Vedas. So our sampradaya is known for books. All our acharyas wrote so many books. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, about 100 books, very profound books. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote so many books. Many of them are not available at this point, but he wrote a lot of books. Srila Prabhupada, you know, over 60 volumes of books. So, even they said, even Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to be very happy if a devotee goes out and distributes one book. He used to be very pleased. He used to encourage a lot. Even just that one activity. If you see the logo of Gaudiya Math, you can see a printing press. In the logo of, you know, the logo of ISKCON, in the same way, the logo of Gaudiya Math, there is a printing press. And in some temples, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur installed printing press as part of the temple room. If there is a temple room, part of the temple room is a printing press. Think about that. To show that that is a transcendental activity and that is the most important activity for his disciples to focus on. So that's why when Bhaktisiddhanta Sarada Thakur instructed Srila Prabhupada, if we have money, print books. So Srila Prabhupada was emphasizing so much on distributing books. And also we know the first book distribution party, for the three acharyas who started book distribution after being taught by Srila Jiva Goswami in Vrindavan. You know, Srinivas Acharya, Shyamananda Prabhu and Narottam Das. They left Vrindavan with a big box of original manuscripts of Goswami's work to Bengal and to Orissa. So there were, these books are being carried by in Bullock cart, and they were traveling, and in the whole pastime is there. But they did distribute books in Bengal and in Orissa, and then devotees were making the copies of the manuscripts, and they were doing book distribution was going on. And at one email, I saw the book distribution scores also, scores of Srinivas Acharya and different other devotees. This year they had distributed this many copies of Chaitanya Charitamrita, this many copies of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, like that. So the book distribution scores that we read for the pleasure of the devotees, Srila Prabhupada and the deities, is not something new. It has a history of 500 years, or close to 500 years at least. So it is going on, the tradition is going on, and Srila Prabhupada institutionalized the process of book distribution and printing. So now we have this great opportunity to do this activity for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada. And we are starting book distribution today. Today is 22nd of November, and we will go till 24th of December. So just over 1 month, and it is a great opportunity actually to get a lot of mercy. So we can use all different techniques. If grihasthas who have taken part in a 50-50 campaign, then you already have books, so you don't have to ask anyone for books, and you have already paid for the books. So now it is a good opportunity. You can just give to your friends, to colleagues, to relatives, or you can go to street and you can try to distribute. Because you are not very much worried about money, you can just give a book, you can explain one or two sentences about the book and what you are doing. Give the book, ask for a donation. Even if there is no donation, you can still give the book, because you already paid for that. So those who are really scared of getting money, still you can do book distribution. If you are going to a fuel station, you can speak in the counter, you can get the money, you can ask, you know, you're giving out books, just take a book. So you can do at any point this book distribution. One can be part of it. And if somebody is after, somebody is practicing for some time and haven't got a copy of Srimad Bhagavatam set, definitely you can take that as an opportunity. Pay for Srimad Bhagavatam, get a copy of Bhagavatam. If you already have a Bhagavatam, then go for Chaitanya Charitamrita. So one can encourage. And if somebody is telling that we prefer reading from the e-books, so there's a solid argument, very nice argument. I think Devananda Maharaj was giving a lecture on it. According to the scientists, you remember more if you engage more senses in the process of the knowledge acquisition. Say for example, if you are reading from an iPad or a phone or a Kindle, the senses are just minimally used. There is no feel to it. For the electronic device, there is not much feel to it. But when you have a Bhagavatam in your hand, then you have a feel to it. And you tend to remember more when you are reading from a physical book rather than an electronic version. So I had this experience. I was reading Bhagavatam for some time in iPad, and I was reading maybe a month back Laghu Bhagavatamrita. So I had the new copy of Laghu Bhagavatamrita, of course in the physical form, not the ebook. And I was reading, I could find the difference. I was feeling, you know, if I am reading, then I should read the physical book, because I was reading from iPad, because I can take easily some notes, some copy paste. So I was finding it convenient in that respect. But otherwise I was thinking, just for reading, it is better to read from a physical book. So books will always remain. People cannot go always digital all the time. It's not the best thing. So books will always be there. So we can encourage people to take a book and read. So with this I conclude that we discussed a little bit about the function of the intelligence. And the highest form of intelligence is when it becomes Krishna conscious. And now at this point in time, the best use of intelligence in Krishna consciousness is to think how to preach, how to distribute books. So I stop here and see if there are questions or comments. Yes, ma'am.
Did you also mention here that intelligence is strengthened by reading and by reading the books? Which is factual, which it helps us discriminate. But there is another thing that it's purifying the intelligence more than reading, because we can see Mayavada is the author of scriptures, and many people, they can read same thing and they see different things in the same same subject. So the reading is not enough to purify intelligence. The intelligence, according to the Shastra, you can see it's written in Srimad Bhagavatam 2.7.2.48 and 2.2.13, Srimad Bhagavatam says that intelligence gets purified by meditation on the Lord's lotus feet,
yes,
strengthens and makes us detachment. We know in Bhagavad Gita it says the senses are so strong and impetuous that can carry away even the mind and intelligence of the person who is discriminated.
Yes.
So the intelligence to be strong really needs to be engaged in the meditation of the form and the holy names of the Lord, and this will help us detach from the sense gratification, sense objects, because this is what what is pulling us down in the material modes of material nature, sense gratification. And that can be subtle and gross. Sometimes we think it's just a gross senses with the eyes, with the mouth, but it's also the way we think. It's the way I want this, I want fame. This is one of the subtle ways of getting basically. So most important than anything is meditating on the Lord's lotus feet when we do service. I'm doing this out of love. We can see in the Nectar of Instruction that it says, first, who is more elevated devotee? Those who have more and more knowledge. But you cannot have more knowledge, spiritual knowledge, if your intelligence is not purified. You may have material knowledge, material understanding, but realization you will not have. So in the beginning, the classification is about the knowledge. And then, who is more advanced devotee? Those who have more love. So it comes into the picture, the feelings. Because when the danger of developing too much knowledge is forgetting about the heart, about the feelings. And that's really, that's what the track for the Mayavada is. Their heart gets dry. You know, if someone is suffering, well, that's karma. That's, they're impersonal. They're not paradukha dukhi. It says, well, that doesn't exist. That, they can't have the feelings. So it's very important to include the feelings and go the proper way. Just meditating on the Lord, the flow to sleep, apart from, we have to have the knowledge of discrimination. We have to read the Shastra. We have to know what's right, what's not. We have to read. I'm not saying not, but intelligence to be really strong in devotional service, it's by meditation on Lord's form, on the lotus feet and his body. That really purifies the intelligence of the person. And also when we cook, when we do, we really have to think, okay, now Krishna is going to eat, they're going to sit there, am I doing good? We have to think, include, not basically not so much automatic action.
Can you please summarize?
I don't think I can summarize it. In essence, by meditating on Krishna, it's mentioned in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that in the meditation, in the second step in God realization, right? Second step, the first is the Virata is explained, first chapter, the one chapter, next one is about the vegetation and the super soul. There is mentioned the seeing the beautiful form of the Lord will purify the intelligence. So in essence, meditation, like chanting, the chanting is also meditation of Krishna, that will purify the intelligence. Then in essence, it is insufficient to read Shastra, one should neglect the emotions in Krishna consciousness, which is a very valid point. So yeah, because bhava is important. That will naturally one will come to the state. One understands Shastra and one follows, chant Hare Krishna, naturally emotions will come in relation to Krishna. Yes. Yes.
It's curious to know when
it started in Prabhupada's time itself. Marathon started in Prabhupada's time itself. The reason is it's the Christmas time. So people in general, there is a festive mood and there is a tendency to spend. So this is actually the use of intelligence, the right use of intelligence. That is it. Anyway, people want to buy things, fancy, people want to spend money. Okay, then take this opportunity to give Srila Prabhupada's books. So that's how the marathon started. Yes.
Prabhu, thank you for the class. Initially you told about a contradiction, like you know that our mind is a product of mode of goodness, whereas intelligence is a product of mode of passion, and intelligence should be controlling the mind.
Yes.
So can you explain a bit more on that, like how something in passion can control?
Because the mind, the intelligence controlling the mind, especially when it comes to the devotees, that intelligence, it's a spiritual intelligence. So it is being spiritualized, that's how we are able to control mind. Otherwise, we cannot. Yes.
Since you're doing, you guys are starting marathon, and like everyone is and can join. People who don't feel comfortable or something like that, then they can also come for Harinam at least. Because since the beginning of the year, there's a lot of people coming to Harinam, now it's much less people. And as Manoj said, chanting and meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord, especially like Harinam here, it's amazing opportunity for people to come and chant, and people can join. And what I'm saying is, like, now much less people can do that. I'm not even talking about book distribution. So at least if people can come and join for Harinam, then they can put maybe books there as well. And especially in this point of time, Christmas, a lot of people on the streets, you have an opportunity to chant the holy name, preach to people, and give books as well. So yeah, I would just want to invite everyone to come at least once a week for having me Tuesday and Friday.
Anyone?
Yeah. So this during the time of the first book distribution started, when Sriji Goswami and this other Goswami men started, it was at that time, I don't think this printing was their press.
I didn't say there was a press.
So how many books they could have
handwriting
distributed by handwriting? Is it possible to
because
these volumes are so monstrous, Bhagavatam is so big.
Okay, you can study history of printing and calligraphy. Kandashiva Bhagavatam ki jai, Prabhupada ki jai, book distribution marathon ki jai.